President, honorable ministers, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. It is a great honor for me to take this opportunity to say a few words in response to the WHO Director General's opening remarks. Tanzania congratulates you, Mr. President, on your election as President of the 66th World Health Assembly. We also commend Dr. Margaret Chan for her strong and able leadership and commitment in her position at the helm of WHO. We would also like to register our appreciation for the support and cooperation we receive from WHO country and regional offices, as well as the headquarters. Mr. President, as we prepare the development agenda post-2015, it is imperative that we consider lessons learned from MDGs. Over the past decade, political commitment, focused and increased funding has led to impact that could not have otherwise been imagined possible. Some notable achievements in Tanzania are in the areas of child survival, malaria, HIV/AIDS, and TB. The under five and infant mortality rates reduced to 81 per 1,000 live births and 51 per 1,000 live births, respectively. This is a result of investments made to sustain high immunization coverage of over 90%, vitamin A supplementation, IMCI, and improved malaria control. Furthermore, Haemophilus influenza type B, pneumococcal, and rotavirus vaccines have now been introduced. This will have further significant impact on child survival. Mr. President, Tanzania has also made remarkable progress in malaria control. According to data from the recent malaria indicator survey, malaria prevalence has reduced from 18% in 2007-2008 to 10% in 2011-2012. This is a result of comprehensive and effective strategies, including insecticide-treated nets, early diagnosis, prompt and correct treatment, and indoor residual spraying. In Zanzibar, the prevalence rate is now less than 1% and is entering pre-elimination phase. The prevalence of HIV also declined from 7% in 2004 to 5.1% in 2012. And since 2004, a total of 663,000 patients have been enrolled on antiretroviral therapy, and 1.1 million were enrolled in care and treatment. We have also been able to meet and sustain global targets for tuberculosis case detection and treatment with a treatment success rate of 89%. Mr. President, health system strengthening should be the foundation of the health agenda beyond 2015. I would like to underscore two fundamental elements: health financing strategies and human resources for health to ensure equity and access. In Tanzania, we are now developing a health financing strategy that will not only focus on the amount of finances, but also how they are raised and pooled to ensure protection from financial risks and out-of-pocket payments. We note disparities between and within countries on the progress towards MDGs. Therefore, the idea of universal health coverage is appealing as it stresses the fundamental principle that everyone is entitled access to health care. Mr. President, we further note that critical shortage and uneven distribution of the health workforce is a critical barrier to achievement of MDGs. Addressing this must be a future priority. In Tanzania, we have increased enrollment in health training institutions by sevenfold over the past 5 years, and in tandem have increased recruitment about 7,000 annually. However, we still have a shortage of 57% of the required workforce. Mr. President, it is our hope that deliberations and consensus from this World Health Assembly will be taken forward to contribute and to shape the post-2015 agenda. I would like to reiterate Tanzanian commitment to accelerate progress towards reaching health-related MDGs in the remaining period, and pledge to continue working in solidarity and partnership with other countries, international organizations, and WHO to ensure a better and healthier world for tomorrow. I thank you very much.